720 Circle C Trailer Company at 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's day two of the Senate confirmation hearing for President Trump's attorney general nominee.
William Barr said he will protect the special counsel investigation.
The country needs a credible resolution to these issues.
Barr said he saw no chance the probe will be shut down for cause, and he pledged to make the final Mueller report as public as possible.
It's Fox's Catherine Herridge in Washington. There's a vote today on whether British Prime Minister Theresa May should keep her job after her plan for handling a breakup with the European Union is defeated in Parliament.
The ayes to the right, 202. The noes to the left, 432.
If May's government survives, she has until Monday to come up with a plan B. Great Britain is supposed to leave the EU in 10 weeks. The breakup could proceed with no procedures in place, or Brits could be asked to vote again if they really want to leave. This is Fox News.
You Ellen's Game of Games and the Titan Games. It's the Walmart Games. In the series premiere, you'll watch a bunch of drunk hillbillies swerving around the store parking lot in electric carts, guzzling cheap wine out of hopefully empty Pringles cans. Pajama pants optional. In fact, pants are optional. Cheer your favorite player as they roam the cosmetics aisle, pulling open lipsticks to try them out, then putting them back on the shelf.
You sure look pretty.
Finally, try and match the contestant's baby to the loaded diaper found in the restroom. Losing this one really stinks. The Walmart Games, being played now at a Walmart near you. So bring your spouse, bring your cousin, even if they're the same person.
Something going on with your favorite morning show. Greg Budell, I understand you've got a new secretary. How do you call her into your office?
Get right in here, will you, Mrs. O'Pagans?
Jay Scott, what's going on in your private life?
I'm a loner, and I like it.
Here's something special. An intimate conversation between Emily Hayes and fiancé.
Is this a honeymoon? Shame on you. No hinky-pinky before the nuptials. Not so much after us, either.
And how are you, Bailey the Wonder Dog?
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
Here's another behind-the-scenes treat. Rich Thomas swearing in a new group of Weather Rangers.
Now repeat after me. I
State
your name.
Your name.
Max.
We'll get back to you on that one, Richard. Loosely translated, that means stand by for three men and a lady.
Old people are driving!
Jeff Blackie will sort all of that out for us later. It's Greg, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun!
Well, we got our priorities today.
And all across the land, they're singing happy birthday to you.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen. Then you can hit the hay.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday, Rusty!
Hey, Rusty! Now, wait a minute, didn't he have a birthday around January 16th last year?
I do believe he did, Rich.
What's going on?
Time goes by so quickly.
Collusion.
I'm not sure of his age.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Part of him is. And that's something I think we all share. Don't we?
Well, if he's over the age of 41, he might be too old to work out, according to a new survey.
And that's what we'll be chatting about on the Tube in about 29 shopping units right now.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
It's the coldest morning of the week, but it's going to be the nicest day of the week. We're starting around freezing this morning, but mostly sunny, milder today. I've got us at 59 for a high temperature. Increasing clouds, not quite as cold tonight, low 38. Tomorrow, with a slight chance of showers by afternoon and a better chance of a few spotty showers tomorrow night. I think the high will be around 61, maybe upper 60s Friday in between storm systems, and generally dry Friday. A chance of showers at afternoon on Saturday, and maybe showers and a few thunderstorms Saturday evening, Saturday night. High around 70. Drastically colder and windy beginning late Saturday night. You'll hear the windows rattling. And then Sunday, windy all day with falling temperatures. Mid-20s by Monday morning, wind chill teens. Coldest air of the season so far. Right now this morning, clear skies. For the most part, and the calm winds, temperatures 33 at Danley Field, 30 at Prattville, the time 6:12.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Just trying to find the Baumhauer's winning word here, folks.
Oh.
And we're going to be at Baumhauer's today. I want to pat myself on the back because I made steaks for the gang.
And they were so juicy and
fantastic.
So good.
Fantastic.
How about those eggs, too?
And while I was grilling the steaks, I made two key lime pies for tonight's gathering at Baumhauer's.
Multitasking?
One pie was slightly bigger than the other, so I named them Fat Man and Little Boy. Speaking of food outlet, we have the new specials for the week, and you'll never guess what's on sale this week for $1.87 a pound.
No, wait a minute. That would be what?
Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders, okay.
Yeah. $1.87. So I think I'll probably get like 6 or 7 packages of those, freeze a few, and we set. And Bluebell ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to have their new Mardi Gras flavor. $4.50 for a half gallon.
What?
They're $7.99 at the chains with
the
alleged big
bite. It's much cheaper at food outlet.
Oh, and what you had this morning, New York strip steaks, are priced even lower this week at $4.78 a pound. Mm-hmm. Food outlet butcher will cut those to your specs if you so wish. If you want something a little bit different than what's available in the meat case, but I really have to do that. So we'll give away a $10 food outlet gift certificate later this morning. As the answer to Jay's pop quiz.
You mentioned Mardi Gras and the Bluebell ice cream.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Did you see that Facebook banned a picture yesterday? You know how Mardi Gras cakes have the little naked baby?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Banned the picture of the naked baby?
They banned that because they said it was too much nudity.
Are you serious?
Those little baby
pictures. In the king cakes.
In the king cakes.
Are you serious?
Facebook banned it yesterday.
These are people that are going to be running our lives. which is one reason why I'm scared of the future, but we'll deal with that later. We're here to have fun, damn it.
We talk about that stuff in the afternoon.
Damn it. Our our Baumhauer's winning word today is Leslie. Leslie also happens to be the name of Bob's wife, and she's just a remarkable, wonderful lady. And she's the one who came up with the meatloaf recipe that they serve there, and it's excellent.
It is good.
So jot it down. We'll look for you to redeem that this afternoon, probably early in the show, closer to 3 than maybe later. Leslie, that is your winning word, 272-9228, when we ask for it this afternoon after 3. Right now, we got your local news and then our most electrifying story of the morning.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Macon County Courthouse will reopen this morning after a Monday morning fire forced it to close its doors, and now county leaders are trying to figure out what records were lost. The county commission chair says 90% of records in the probate judge's office were scanned and digitized several years ago. He hopes that will cut down on their losses. The Macon County Sheriff's Office and the state fire marshal are investigating the fire. Celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve was a focal point of last night's Montgomery City Council meeting. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley says increasing patrols is just one way to combat this problem. City leaders have discussed drafting an ordinance that would make celebratory gunfire a misdemeanor. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
At 617. Our electrifying story of the day today comes to the world of fashion.
Fashion?
Fashion. Where the new trend, or at least somebody's trying to make it the new trend, asymmetrical jeans.
What?
I'm going to post a picture on Facebook here. As you can see, one leg of the pant is a full bell-bottom. The other is a straight leg.
You're kidding me.
And they're hoping that this will catch on. We get a little sneak preview, courtesy of Michael. I'll post it so you can see it.
That used to be called a defect, by the way.
There is a new pair of silly jeans on the fashion scene. They made the pants asymmetrically with one giant leg. The other leg really tight all around.
Oh my gosh.
People always told me, be careful of what you wear. Don't go around looking like a dweeb. And mother always told me, be careful of what you spend. Because right now what you do, 2 months will not be cool. Hey, silly jeans are asymmetric. Where the left leg's bigger than the right one.
That's clever.
You will look like a moron. Cause it looks really dumb. One leg is a bell bottom.
Can't say that we're not on top of it here on this show. The latest in fashion trends, showbiz news. We have Cheap and Trashy coming up. The timeline for the 16th of January is just moments ahead.
Can we mention one more word of the day?
Yes.
The word is cyclone.
I'm giving our listeners a lot to keep track of, aren't we?
Well, you know, we have the smartest listeners in town, so
that's,
I think,
true.
They can handle it.
Cyclone, I think most people would think of the Wizard of Oz, right?
Yes.
But any low-pressure system on the planet is a cyclone. Any low-pressure, just a regular old low. Anyway, cyclone is our word of the day if you want to reach Shane Bobblehead.
Which you do.
You can go to our website at newstalk93.1.com.
I just came up with my convoluted intro to Random Facts. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Little inspiration there. Cyclone, by the way, is also a good name for a racehorse.
Yeah.
Harry comes fitting out of the stretch.
Cyclone
bringing up the rear on the Hurricane.
What are they normally called? Horses. They just give them any name, right?
Like
there's no standard for Is there any kind of standard as to how a racehorse is supposed to be named?
There are some clever ones every year at the Kentucky Derby.
Some are they're very edgy.
There's one story of the Zucker brothers.
Yeah.
Who did the airplane films.
Right.
And I can't tell you what they named the horse.
Oh.
But they named it for such a way so that when the announcer says he's on the inside, that...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because he would be saying the horse's name on the inside.
Oh, here's a couple.
Did you Google it?
During the break, I'll totally tell you what that was.
Funny names to give a horse. Harry Trotter. Forrest Jump. Al Capone.
Oh.
Maple Stirrup. Nightmare.
Hey.
And Maine, as in the state, spelled like the state. Maine attraction. Interesting.
Somewhere connected to some holiday, I have a race parody. And for some reason, I'm thinking it's Mother's Day. I could be wrong about that.
I think it is because it's either Mother's Day or Valentine's Day. It's the guys who are going to the card section on the day of or the day before Mother's Day.
I'm looking desperately, and I'm not finding it.
Remember the old Spike Jones albums? Remember Spike Jones?
Yes, sure.
And then Bringing Up the Rear, Beetle Bomb. I don't know if you remember this, but that was. They had some funny albums out. Long time ago, folks. Comedy albums, Spike Jones.
From people that nobody remembers anymore. Actually, Spike Jones had a huge influence on people like Weird Al and others. They look at him as an inspiration. It is 6:21. Yesterday ended up being a pretty decent day in the markets. We got Brad McDonald joining us. He's the guy that explains why things look one way or the other on any given day. Yesterday, Brexit was a factor. Everything affects everything, and if it affects your money, it affects you. So make sure you're listening each and every weekday afternoon at 5:10 to Brad McDonald for his Monday through Thursday visits with us. And if you have never sat down with a financial planner, I can't recommend a better guy to start with than Brent and his wonderful team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management.
Am I getting a tan?
It's awfully bright in here.
Rusty,
it'll be fixed by tomorrow, I promise you that.
Birthday boy Rusty Aldridge sent me...
I think it'll be fixed by 9:01.
Fetal bomb?
What?
He sent me a one-word text that says fetal bomb.
Oh. What were you talking about?
Horses.
Spike Jones and... Bringing Up the Rear is... And that's what he's...
Ah.
Oh.
Cool. All right, so happy birthday, Rusty Aldridge. Tonight at Baumhauer's, we celebrate Emily and Fiancé with key lime pie.
Eth.
And a toast. And
there's toast?
There'll be a toast. If I can get through without crying and blubbering.
I'm a little
wedding sensitive these days. 6:23, our first traffic report of the morning, and we come back. Rich will have a timeline for January 16th.
You may have to take a little bit of time to scrape the frost off your windshield, but once you get in traffic, nothing's going to slow you down. We've got a speed limit ride all the way around the boulevard. You can even get on I-85 without any delay. The interstates are running smooth this morning, and the 31s are all clear. Any trade-in is worth $2,019 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal-oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Wednesday.
Is it?
It's Wednesday.
Let's do a show. Let's do a show right now. What are we doing?
The one thing that I've always wanted to do is learn how to be a radio DJ.
Good luck with that.
You're very, very boring.
You have the worst voice I've ever heard.
You're a loser.
Well, good luck in radio.
I don't need luck. I need talent.
Wait, what time is it?
It's showtime.
And let's see what makes this Wednesday special with the timeline for the 16th of January, other than Rusty Aldridge's birthday. With the big story, here's Rich Thomas.
Only 349 days left, and this year is toast. On National Nothing Day.
Today is Nothing Day?
National Nothing Day.
I'm making a great contribution so far.
Attention, Game of Thrones fan. It's Appreciate a Dragon Day. And it's Fig Newton Day. I haven't had Fig Newton since my mom would pack them in my lunch.
I love Fig Newtons. You get them after you give blood.
Fig Newtons?
Yeah, because, you know, well, it's just one of the things they offer at LifeSouth after you give blood, because you got to get your sugar back up or whatever, I guess. I don't know how all the body stuff works.
Those are low fat, too.
But, yeah, Fig Newtons are great.
You know,
so great.
I haven't missed them in all these decades.
You got to get the fresh ones, because if you get ones that are a little older, the breading stuff is a little dry, a little crumbly.
Thank you for that.
The fig stays okay. It's the Newton that gets right out.
99 years ago in 1920, Prohibition began today. Americans weren't allowed to booze freely for 13 years when the 18th Amendment was finally repealed. It was, as we know, a miserable failure, made criminals out of law-abiding citizens, led to the golden age of the mafia.
That's what happens when a loud and angry mob of a less than majority of the people nag their way into power and make something happen that was a huge mistake.
Oh my gosh.
It cost many lives.
1945, Hitler moves into his new digs, the bunker. He goes underground.
I didn't say new digs in German.
He's there for 105 days, and then, he commits suicide. 1961 on this date, Mickey Mantle signs a new contract that made him the highest paid baseball player in the American League for 1961. What do you think? What's the new contract in 1961?
I'm
what did
he guess, sign? $125,000. God.
Now, what's the lowest? What is the lowest in MLB?
Right now?
$12.
Over half a million, something over half a million.
Half a million is the lowest. That's yeah. just some
the
guy.
The average baseball player's salary is a little over $4 million.
Whoa!
When we watched the game as kids,
yeah,
the average salary was about $12,000.
That's amazing.
They were getting so ripped off.
Hey, now our song of the day. And again, it's a song that came up, I'm not allowed to point, in conversation here the other day, and we've never done this one in the 500, 600 songs we've featured. Hard to believe this one is 52 years old. It was actually a summer song from 67 from California. This is the follow-up to Cherish. Got the association on your timeline this morning. Never My Love, 67.
You asked me if there'll come a time when I grow tired. Never my love, never my love. You wonder if this heart of mine will lose its desire for you. Never my love.
Did we see them on stage here?
I think they were happy together. Yeah.
Never my love.
On this date in 1972, David Seville, most famous for Alvin and the Chipmunks, died at the age of 52. I remember Alvin!
That was his real name?
Screaming for David a chipmunk Seville. Will knock you off every single time.
46 years ago in 73, NBC aired the 440th and final showing of Bonanza. It lasted for 14 seasons. It was on the air since 1959, and it starred Lauren Green. In the early days of color TV, there weren't many color shows.
Right.
Bonanza was one of them. Yeah. Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color was another one. But there weren't many.
Bonanza still gets a lot of replay on the nostalgia channels, but when you look at the sets,
yeah,
in today's HD, they don't play very well. They look so fake.
Right.
You know, when you're a dopey little kid back when the show was new, wow, you know, isn't that cool?
You had Hoss and Little John, and there was
I remember when Hoss, I think it was in 1970, when he died, dropped dead, and he was, like, only in his 40s.
Right?
It was and too much Hoss.
They had another brother besides Little John, which was Michael Landon. There was another brother.
Yeah.
41 years ago in 78, NASA named 35 candidates to fly in the space shuttle. 1980 on this date, Paul McCartney jailed in Tokyo for 10 days for possession of marijuana. On this date in 1981, boxer Leon Spinks was mugged. They even took his gold teeth.
Whoa!
What kind of a boxer gets mugged?
I know, really. Leave me alone. 28 years ago, 91, the White House announced the start of Operation Desert Storm to drive Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait. Folks around the world were able for the first time to actually watch a war play out live via satellite in your living rooms.
Yeah.
First jets launched from the carrier 3:30 p.m. our time on this date. For weeks, we also watched they'd interrupt for Scud missile attacks when you'd hear the sirens going off in Middle Eastern cities. Arthur Kent on NBC became
the Scud Stud.
Scud Stud, right. 24 years ago in 95, Star Trek Voyager premiered. In 96 on this date, Jamaican authorities fired at the Jimmy Buffett seaplane after mistaking it for a drug trafficking plane. And guess what? Not only was Jimmy on that plane, U2's Bono was also on the plane, but neither were hurt. Hey, don't stop firing. 22 years ago in 1997, Bill Cosby's son, Ennis, murdered in Los Angeles on a highway. He was 27. On this date in 2013, Pauline Phillips. Who is she? She's the original Dear Abby. She died at the age of 94. Birthdays today, speaking of baseball, Albert Pujols is 29. Los Angeles first baseman, the Angels. Sadie, or as she likes to say it, Sade, is 60. John Carpenter is 71. Halloween, The Thing, The Fog, and other stuff.
Too. The Thing, the remake of The Thing was really well done. There were some good special effects in that. That's a good film.
I still hear the music from Halloween playing in my mind. Ronnie Millsap is 76. When I was music director at WHHY, I had a chance to take him lunch next door at Walt's Breakfast Shop. His biggest hits, Any Day Now, and some other. A.J. Foyt is 84, auto racing legend. Ethel Merman, who did a great cameo in Airplane.
Yes.
She died in 84. Would have had a birthday today.
But at that point in the movie, you knew you were going to see Ethel Merman when thinks he's Ethel Merman, and then they actually
Oh, my God, that's funny. Merely 10 days now to the River Region Royal Wedding.
Whoa!
Getting close to the 240-hour mark now.
Holy cow!
I'm nervous.
We got our license yesterday.
That's what I heard. Tom saw you coming out of the corner.
Yeah. You want to talk about somebody who can't hear worse than us. What? Tom can't hear anything.
Huh? 20 days till Mardi Gras season begins.
Woo-hoo!
Fat Tuesday is 47 days away. We're 29 days till Valentine's Day, and we'll celebrate a birthday and an anniversary in just 43 days from now. MLB first pitch play ball, 70 days away. 70 days from today. That's your timeline.
That's like New Year's Day at 6:36. In about 24 minutes from now, Chad Sasser, maybe one of the Lewis's, but I think Chad's usually the first one there. We'll slip the key in the door at Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass and open the door at 7 and keep it open until 4 o'clock for not only professionals but locals who like to buy their equipment and have it serviced at Lewis Lawn. They carry a great product line of big zero-turn mowers from Exmark and Toro. And anything that you buy there comes with a warranty, of course, and you can bring it back to Lewis Lawn when it's ready for service. And by the way, I think soon I should be getting word from Ginny Lewis about their they do a special for a couple of weeks every year, free pickup and delivery. So you can just call them at 244-9191. But don't do that yet. I don't know what day that starts, but it's been an annual thing. It makes that tune-up a very convenient thing for you. If you don't have a vehicle, it's easy to carry a mower. They carry pressure washers and blowers, all the steel products, all the Shindawa products. But what they carry more than anything else is a great attitude. You'll love the way you're treated by the team at Lewis Lawn. Again, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., 244-9191.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
We're near or below freezing across the area this morning. Prattville was one of the cold spots at 30. Mostly sunny, milder today. I think it's a nice day. I think it's the best day of the week with a high temperature around 59. Increasing clouds, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight low 38. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers by the afternoon and maybe some spotty showers tomorrow night. But this first storm system is not a big deal with a high tomorrow around 61. Friday, we're in between storm systems, so generally dry, high in the upper 60s. Saturday, I think we're near 70. Chance of showers by later on Saturday. I think you're dry Saturday morning if you got a yard sale or something like that. But chance of showers, maybe some thunderstorms towards Saturday evening, Saturday night, before it turns sharply, and I mean sharply colder. Late Saturday night, you'll know when the front goes by because the winds will start rattling the windows. Drastically colder and windy late Saturday night into Sunday with falling temperatures. We'll be in the mid-20s by Monday morning. That is MLK Day. A lot of folks are off. Wind chill factor in the teens, and the chilly temperatures will give us a high temperature on Monday, only in the 40s. Right now, this morning, we have mostly clear skies, calm winds. Temperature is 33 at Danley Field with calm winds at 6:39.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
We have just mere moments before we join television.
Yes.
Did I hear you mention your name?
Yes. If you must know, I told him that the light above you was fixed. So that it's like you were touched by an angel. And then I told him, I was like, I realized it was Andrew. I was like, you may not know what that show is. Ask Ryan. But
gosh, that's right. Yeah, even shows of that recent vintage.
Yeah.
Maybe totally unfamiliar.
Oh, okay. So the thing I was going to talk about, we don't have time to talk about, but it's not important because it's related to me.
Oh, another Emily segment.
Yeah, but no, I'm not going to. Trouble anyway.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It is 6:40 on this Wednesday morning. Are you ever too old to not work out?
Yeah, according to a new survey, some people say they start feeling too old to work out at age 41. And the most common reasons they skip exercising are they're too tired, have too much work to do, it was already late, and there's bad weather.
Oh, yes.
Just don't feel like it. That's mine. A lot to talk about.
No, you got to have excuses.
That's it. I just didn't really feel like because there was bad weather.
There you go.
All right, a lot to talk about. We want to bring in Three Men and a Lady at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hit us with all that happy news. I was really looking forward to turning 41, and now not so much. I know it's going to be
Sorry. Don't let that discourage you.
You still got a few years to worry about.
Yeah, right.
Actually, the first thing I did today was I lifted a 230-pound dumbbell out of bed, and I went and took a shower. That was nice for the morning.
You'll be here all week, by the way.
Oh, man.
That might be my favorite joke you've ever said, Greg.
That's my tip cup right there, by the way, in case anybody wants to drop something off.
And the 9 o'clock show is always different than the 6:40 show.
Jay, back to you.
No, I don't think you're too old to exercise. I mean, I've heard that, though. I've heard that, like, hey, there's a certain, you need to do this, because your metabolism slows down or something? I don't know. My metabolism is always
slows down. It completely evaporates.
Yeah.
Are they talking about, like, hardcore working out or just being active? I think it's easier.
Workouts are discipline. Being active is just random busy. But after you hit a certain age, your body starts to make certain noises and things when you stress it in certain ways. And
I've noticed at the gym that I go to, there's two age groups. There's the 20s, and then there's 60 plus, but there's not a lot of
in between.
In between. So that's interesting, I think.
So I won't. So I don't need to worry about it until I hit 60 then. Okay. All right.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, I'll wait with you.
But finding the time, that's the biggest thing, right?
Yeah, time is, that's tough.
In my Miami days, I lived in a really nice high-rise on Biscayne Bay and on the 25th floor. And on the 8th floor, we had a complete gym, workout facility, sauna, tanks, all this stuff, and an outdoor running track around the outside of the building.
Nice.
And that was great because all I had to do was get into the elevator and take that down a few flights. It's having to go somewhere has always been, you know, to work out has always been an obstacle for me, especially with my crazy schedule. There's no gyms open at 2 in the morning. You know, that would be helpful.
Well, you're probably right. I don't know if any.
No, I think there are some 24-hour gyms.
Yeah,
but still, though, that's weird.
No excuses.
All right.
Let's ask the Tree Utes.
Yeah, well, Andrew's getting ready for a marathon, right? So you've been, how many miles did you run yesterday?
Is that marriage?
No. Marathon of life.
I'm training for the Montgomery Half Marathon coming up in March. My longest run in my training will be this Saturday so far, and that'll be 6 miles. Up until now, I've only done 5 miles. So I still got a ways to go. But I will say that working this shift, especially in the summertime, makes it so hard to run because I can't run before I come into work because I'd be in the pitch black. But then when I get home from work, I got to wait till it's past my bedtime before it cools down.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Makes it really tough.
Wow, see, that's why I just don't even work out at all.
I've known Ryan long enough to know Ryan really became a very disciplined runner, and I'm very, very impressed with the way he reconfigured himself.
Oh,
seriously?
Greg,
no, that was
blush.
You really changed, and I was very impressed by the effort you put in. Your discipline didn't motivate me any, but I stayed lazy. But it was fun watching you.
Yeah, right.
This is definitely the workout month for most people,
that.
Though, right?
Yeah. Now we had this 20 steps.
Yes, and just
outside the studio, and I have to hurdle up and down those about 30 times a day. That's enough.
What's the average day people stop with their regimen?
I thought it was January 12th.
Exercising.
January 18th.
Yeah, about 3 weeks in. Right.
Yeah.
Sometime within that week.
All right, I'm done with my workout.
You see?
All right, guys, we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great rest of your day.
See you later. You too.
And if you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, of course, bye, guys. Of course, if you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1.
Bright. You
Monday
see
through
bright
Friday, starting at 6.
Do you see the television?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That is harsh lighting for old Lady Hayes. Oh, Lord.
Well, we'll get it fixed. We'll get it fixed. One of these days, we'll get it fixed.
Somebody needs to tell people who work on that stuff that we have TV in here, and we don't need to do that.
6:45 is the time. We're going to head down to the traffic dungeon. Quick reminder that the Baumhauer's winning word today is Leslie. That's also the name of Bob's wife, and for a while, it was the name of Bob's boat. Had the pleasure of borrowing that from him a couple of times.
Those are fun facts you only get because Greg and Bob are friends, and they were friends for a long time.
You know, I will always be grateful to Bobby. He has done so many wonderful and generous things for me, but my daughter had the best graduation party any kid had at Florida Atlantic University a couple of years ago when he loaned us his boat to accommodate about 30 people. And it was on Cinco de Mayo, so we catered it with Mexican food, and it was they just had the time of their lives.
How fun!
Yeah, it really was. 6:46, down to the traffic dungeon. I'm back with the Cheap and Trash.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic still showing an accident-free morning. This morning, the school zones are starting to ramp up. Look out for the kids, the traffic, and the buses this morning. The boulevard is starting to become busy, but there's still no delays there, and the interstates are running at a speed limit ride this morning. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God loves it when we're kind to the elderly. In 2012, a nursing home in the Netherlands opened its doors to 6 new residents, college students. In exchange for 30 hours of volunteer work each month, these students live rent-free. They assist the older adults with their Facebook accounts, they eat meals together, and they keep the elderly in touch with the outside world. Research indicates that even small daily interactions with friends can greatly improve the health of older adults by warding off loneliness and mental decline. The Apostle Paul would have thought this was a great idea. He told his young apprentice Timothy, "Treat older men as your own father, older women as you would your mother, and take care of any widow as no one else to take care of her." So what if this week I drop by to visit an older neighbor or relative I haven't seen in a while? A little kindness can make a big difference to someone who's all alone, and God loves it when we're kind to the elderly. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
This is Pat Atkins, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, proudly serving the River Region since 1985. Another year has come and gone, and thanks to our loyal customers, it has been a successful one. We feel extremely fortunate and blessed to be able to serve you. God is good all of the time. If you need t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, an online store for fundraising, or that perfect advertising specialty product to promote your business, please give AKD a call. We would love to assist you. At AKD, we offer great products and service at competitive prices. AKD would like to wish everyone a blessed and remarkable year in 2019. Call or come and see us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or our Prattville office at 361-2133 or check us out on the web at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, all the time, God is good.
When you hear it, into the future, you know. An evening with the Steve Miller Band.
Thank you very much. It's been great.
March March 21st, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. A night filled with hit after hit. March 21st, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or call 800-745-3000. For more info and tour dates, visit SteveMillerBand.com. Steve Miller Band Ultimate Hits available now. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
You'll be able to win those tickets in about 1 hour right here.
Tune in to the all-new Sad FM.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Sad FM.
I'm sorry that I let you down.
All sad, all the time.
Hello from the other side.
Home of the super sad workday. Always only two in a row.
Your day is long.
Wake up to the mundane morning show.
Shelly's sick again today.
Then the dismal drive home.
Cause everybody hurts.
And go to bed with our nighttime show, Lonely Nights.
I'm
Sad FM. Tune in today and see how long a workday can be. Sad FM.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trash. We begin with last week's TV ratings. Football has made something of a comeback. The Cowboys remain a national favorite, drew 33 million viewers for their playoff game that they lost to the Rams. 33 million viewers, 22 million for the Saints and Eagles postgame shows are in there. NCIS was the number five show and the first show that was non-sports. Ahead of Young Sheldon, the premiere of AGT Champions. I have no idea what that is.
Of what?
AGT Champions, America. I don't know what that is. Mom on CBS was number nine. I don't know what that is.
I don't know Mom.
Blue Bloods was number 10 on this week's charts.
Just a new bull if you haven't watched it yet.
Caitlyn Jenner did the 10-year challenge, and it's just like the memes that are going around. Hey, going back to football for a moment, they're all excited because the big polar vortex will be affecting the game in Kansas City.
They're saying it's going to be one of the colder playoff games, certainly in decades.
As one who watched the Ice Bowl in 67, I'll believe that when I see it. But could be, well, Tom Brady's used to playing in cold weather.
Yes, he is.
Cool jam, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He's so smug. Have you seen his...
He is.
Did you see his news conference?
I didn't see his news conference, but just I've seen him do specials and stuff.
He's so smug. He thinks he's something else.
Well...
He is. That's the problem with telling somebody who's smug. Yeah. You shouldn't be so smug, because he unfortunately, he's had a rather exceptional life.
Yes, he has.
Believe it or not, the original director of Ghostbusters... they're going back to it again.
Why?
His son is doing it.
His
son.
Jason Reitman is going to go.
They're completely ignoring that feminist piece of crap.
Which earned about $6.
Yeah, at the box office, and deservedly so. It's going to completely ignore the, I believe, the original cast. I don't think they're talking at this point about Bill Murray or any of them coming back. You know, big fuss over the Oscars. Of course, the Oscar ratings, like all the other award shows, thanks to the nonstop lecturing from Hollywood, have all lost huge chunks of audience. But another reason might be that we just don't care. We, you know, what was the best picture last year?
Not it.
No.
Moonlight.
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
Yeah. Oh,
Moonlight won in 2017. I never saw that. 20% still thought last year's best picture was La La Land in a survey of the public. So part of it is they never honor the movies that people actually go to see. Aren't they having a new category for that?
No, they didn't. They backed out of that.
They shouldn't have, though, because that was one of the freshest ideas they had.
Like 2 weeks later, they dropped it. Right? They announced it.
Oh, we can't have that. No, that might actually be something people are interested in. Because I remember there had been a couple of years where I was rooting for a movie. One was...
last year.
Churchill.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically for Best Actor.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all were on that Gary Oldman kick.
Yep.
He was fantastic.
He was amazing.
Rihanna, singer, is suing her own dad for trying to use the family name to exploit her fame in his own business ventures.
Oh, no.
That's kind of sad, isn't it? When you sue your own father, you let your dad make an extra buck, like she's going to be homeless or something.
Think about that song from Fleetwood Mac, but that's Rihanna.
Yes.
This is a disturbing story. Remember he was the World Series MVP, I think, in 96, John Wetland, relief pitcher, arrested on child sex abuse charges yesterday.
Hmm.
That was a bit of a shock.
It's unsettling.
And if you don't know by now, you should. Alicia Keys will host the Grammys if you care to watch. I have no idea who's up for what, nor do I care. It's been a long, long time, and that's got nothing to do with Hollywood or their attitude towards Flyover Country. I just, once again, if there's somebody to root for, you might be interested, but I don't know who's up for that. 6:56 is the time, fresh edition of Fox News, just moments away. Rich mentioned a few minutes back that Valentine's Day is, 29 days away?
Valentine's!
Valentine's, right. As John Madden used to say.
When do we get to listen to that again?
Oh, we can pull that out at almost any time.
It is. It's funny.
Just like they are. Yeah, here it is.
Hey, John Madden, happy Valentine's Day to the Cougar. Boom, there you go.
Maybe I'll open with the birdhouse bit some early morning at 5:56. When you're stuck for an idea... Brian Jewelry's absolutely the place to go to, because that's what they specialize in, is learning about the person you're shopping for, making suggestions based on the information you provide to them from their very extensive and competitively priced inventory. And then following that, if you're still at point zero, how about creating something? An idea that may not exist, but something that Brian Jewelry, with all their experience, we're talking 63 years, can create from scratch for you. Give somebody something completely original that celebrates them. That is the ultimate Valentine's Day gift. It's waiting for you at Brian Jewelry. You can join their club online at brianjewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And browse, you get a great look at this incredible store, which stands at 1778 East Main in the preferred community where they've been, like I said, for 63 years.
657.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic still showing an accident-free morning. This morning, the school zones are starting to ramp up. Look out for the kids, the traffic, and the buses this morning. The boulevard is starting to become busy, but there's still no delays there, and the interstates are running at a speed limit ride this morning. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, get your note-taking devices handy, because Jay Scott will be doing random facts in about 20 minutes, and after that we'll have a pop quiz worth $10 free shopping at your nearest food outlet.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business. The the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.